right, so this year we're talking about God's goodness. Earlier this year, I gave a talk about being in the valley and how you can get through that, what that looks like, things of that nature. This time, I want to be talking about spiritual warfare. It's the over theme of my talk today. And to start this off, I want to tell y'all about a dream that I had about a month ago. I was in my old school, my elementary school. I was just walking around, I seen some old teachers, went to the cafeteria, ate some food. You know the little milk cartons, I used to love those. Yeah. But suddenly, I was in like our little bookstore that we had. And as I'm looking through the bookstore, I'm looking for this book and a figure, I couldn't really see it, but it figured a woman that I seen. I'm walking around, it's interacting with me, it's talking, but it's weird. It's that eerie feeling. As I'm about to leave the bookstore, this figure grabs me by the throat. It's holding me, and I look in its eyes, and it's like, you know the eyes of a snake? Or just those evil, orangish red eyes? That's what it looked like. I didn't really know what to do. I try to claw at it. I'm trying to punch it, you know, trying to get it out of my way. I'm a wrestler. I think I can handle it. But as I'm doing that, I realize I can't do nothing. So I'm like, what do I do? And I was like, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke you. Disappeared immediately. That was that night. I woke up right out of that dream. It was super powerful. And that I think that led me to this talk today. All right, so as I was reading over Daniel 3, the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it's a pretty known story. This story is about the courage of these young men, how they were withholding their faith for God. They weren't trying to worship this pagan idol that King Nebuchadnezzar was trying to put on them. And this story, it talks about how Nebuchadnezzar was so angry. It says full of fury right here in verse 19. It says he was full of fury that he told the mightiest men that he have to bound them up and turn on the furnace seven times hotter than it normally was. Keep that in mind. As they take the boys up to the mountain, they throw them in there. Because the furnace is seven times hotter than it should be, the mightiest men that King Nebuchadnezzar sent, they're burned up in the fire too. All right? As they're in there, I'm pretty sure we've all heard this, but if you haven't, I'm starting at verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. Walking in the midst, keep that there. And they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. This figure here, as we know, if you could read the context, get background, read some commentaries, this figure is representing Jesus. And I made this about spiritual warfare because this year, as it showed that Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, I had a spirit of fury at a time. And I don't know if that's the reason I had the dream, but I think that's why I had the dream. I was so full of fury. I was being foolish. I was angry. And I started to think about what Jesus said. If you have any anger for any reason, you should be in hellfire. I was thinking about that heavy. As I was thinking about that, I related my anger to King Nebuchadnezzar's anger and what his anger cost him. His anger cost him his mightiest men. My anger cost me some other things, not necessarily my mightiest men, but things I definitely care about. So that shows the consequences of anger. In his sense, he lost his mightiest men. He made a foolish decision, turning the heater seven times what it should be. And then I read back in Proverbs 12:15-17. It says, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel of wise, a fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covers his shame. It clearly stated that Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury in that moment, making him make a foolish decision. Reason he got burnt. And to wrap this up with the spiritual warfare context, this will be that spirit of anger that comes, that came into me, that might come into you guys. Remembering that we are battling a spiritual battle and that we can win because of Jesus, as we saw, he was right there in the fire with him, walking through the midst of the fire with those boys. I just wanted to let y'all know that even though we may battle these battles, whether it be anger, depression, anxiety, these things can be overcome because Jesus is walking right there with us.